Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin state government is projected to finish the current fiscal year, June 30th, with a $4.3 billion surplus. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says the last state budget has a lot to do with that. The Republican leader says it was disappointing that in the last budget, Republicans did their best to meet Governor Tony Evers' goals of increasing spending on education and health care. Voss says 5% of tax reductions were then vetoed by the Democratic governor, which is the basic reason for the state's current massive surplus. Voss said it's his intent to get a tax break across the finish line before moving on to work on a new two-year state budget. Voss says he won't raise taxes for anyone, rejecting the Democratic governor's proposal to raise the top state tax bracket to 9.8% on income of more than $1 million for married couples and single filers. A Wisconsin health official says Trump administration actions are concerning as bird flu continues to spread around the country. In a Newsmakers interview with Wisconsin Eye, state public health veterinarian and Dr. Darlene Konkel said they are concerned that there has been some communication pauses between CDC and their state and local partners. We are certainly concerned to see that people are being laid off in a time when there is a public health and animal response needed to this virus. Konkel said public health veterinarians in the states continue to communicate to maintain a national picture what's going on with the bird flu. The Natural Resources Board will once again attempt to set state standards on forever chemicals. The board announced Wednesday it will hold open hearings on PFAS contamination in groundwater and how to regulate that. No dates are set, but will be announced in the coming weeks. The proposed standards would mirror federal guidelines on the most common PFAS and PFAS chemicals. Department of Natural Resources officials say having those standards in place will help private well owners to receive remediation assistance and help guide action against polluters. Legislative Republicans have prevented the rules from being implemented the last two times they were brought forward. A man accused of killing a Sun Prairie woman pleads not guilty. Gerson Blasnoe is charged with first-degree intentional homicide, hiding a corpse, and providing false information on a missing person. Prosecutors say he was the last person to see 27-year-old Ingrid Valverde Ponce alive. The two were in a relationship, and Valverde Ponce told a friend she was pregnant and believed Blasnoe was the father. Blasnoe reportedly expressed that he wasn't ready to be a father. Valverde Ponce's body was found last month in a field, and video footage showed Blasnoe's vehicle at that location. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports a felony arrest as the result of a traffic incident early Tuesday afternoon. Around noon, the Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center received a report of a smaller passenger car being operated erratically on U.S. Highway 14. As the vehicle was traveling east through the village of Coon Valley, it was reported that the vehicle at varied speeds crossed the center line. It was also reported that the vehicle was following another vehicle too closely. The Sheriff's Office requested assistance from the Westby Police Department. With the description given by the caller, the vehicle was stopped on U.S. Highway 14 near the intersection of Sherp Road, rural Westby in the town of Viroqua. The operator was identified as Kelly Eileen Doman, 35, of La Crosse. The investigation continued, and Doman was taken into custody at approximately 1:30 for operating while intoxicated, fifth offense. Doman was traveling with a child, age 2. Kelly Doman is being held in the Sheriff's Office Detention Center, awaiting a bail hearing. If convicted, the charge carries additional penalties because of the age of the passenger. An arrest of a local town treasurer was made in Monroe County after it was discovered she had been stealing money from the township. Town of Adrian treasurer Kelly Schlusner was arrested Tuesday after an investigation found that she had been withdrawing sums of money from the township account since April of 2022. The investigation found that in total she had stolen over $294,000. Kelly Schlusner was booked into the Monroe County Jail on charges of misconduct in office and theft. Additional charges may be forthcoming as the investigation continues. Schlusner will have her bond hearing today. The owner of a southern Wisconsin ski hill is charged for assaulting a teenager. Dane County deputies arrested Tyrol Basin owner Nathaniel McGree on Monday after he allegedly struck a 17-year-old boy who was at the ski hill located west of Madison without a pass. The teen called 911 to report the incident and told officers that he didn't buy a pass, but that he wasn't skiing. McGree and another staff member allegedly followed the teen off the site after the boy left, assaulted him, and forced him back to pay double the price for a day pass. McGree now faces disorderly conduct and child abuse charges. Legislation that would require Wisconsin sheriffs to seek proof of citizenship from persons in custody for a felony gets a hearing at the Capitol. Republican State Senator Julian Bradley is one of the bill's authors and says it's shocking to think that a handful in law enforcement and government would rather protect felons than work with federal partners to stop the flow of crime and drugs into neighborhoods. Democratic Kenosha Representative Tip McGuire says the mandate is unnecessary and local agencies should be allowed to make their own determinations. Local governments would lose 15% of state revenue if sheriffs don't comply with the mandate. Governor Tony Evers has promised to veto any legislation containing such cuts. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is currently drafting a strategic plan for managing the state's wildlife species and habitat and is seeking public feedback on the plan's objectives. The strategic plan will guide how the DNR's wildlife program prioritizes its resources and work in the coming years. The DNR values public input and believes that it is important for Wisconsinites to weigh in on the draft plan's objectives and share which are the most important to them. For more information on the strategic planning process and to participate in this public input opportunity, visit the DNR's Wildlife Management Strategic Plan Updates webpage. The webpage explains the planning process, contains a link to the input form, and allows you to stay engaged in the planning process by signing up to receive occasional updates. The input form will take about 10 minutes to complete. Participation is voluntary and all responses are anonymous. For input to be considered, submissions must be completed by tomorrow, Friday, February 28th. The 11th annual Beat the Cabin Fever Dance will be held Saturday from 11 to 7 at the Lone Rock Community Hall. Hosted each year by the James P. and Michael Sullivan American Legion Post 383 Auxiliary, it offers 8 hours of fun for everyone to raise funds for the Vets Roll. Vets Roll was conceived on February 1st, 2010 by John and Mark Finnegan of South Beloit, Illinois. Mark was a guest on the morning show with WRCO's Phil Nee.
My father was a World War II Navy veteran, and my mother was a Rosie the Riveter. She passed away 3 years ago this month. And my dad was well known in the area. We've been in the family business, RV business, for 56 years now. And when he passed away, we wanted to do something to kind of memorialize him and his generation. And we heard about the wonderful Honor Flight program where they fly veterans out to D.C., like out of Madison and whatnot. And being an RV dealer, we thought, well, gosh, you know, let's see if we can put something together where they can spend some time and stop and smell the roses and share the stories and whatnot. And so we came up with the concept 16 years ago now. Originally it was RVs and buses, now it's all buses. And we depart out of Beloit, but the vets come from all over the country. So it's not necessarily Southwest Wisconsin. It could be, we've had them from 38 states. And all of a sudden, say that Vietnam veteran that's been holding something inside him all these years, he hears about a complete stranger from California and one from Idaho talking about similar topics, and it's medicinal. And they start to naturally share those stories and those memories. And that's where it all starts from. And the bonding that starts day one when we leave Beloit is something they'll never forget. They'll take to the graves with them.
Finnegan says the purpose for Vets Roll is threefold: closure, gratitude, and respect.
We want to help them get closure for whatever they may have experienced if they were deployed. They're not all combat vets, but a lot of them that were are dealing with really, really hard memories in a lot of cases. And we want them to understand, we want to say thank you for what they did. And the respect comes from all the police and motorcycle escorts, the fire departments that are on the bridges with their engines and their flags, and just all the school kids that come out at the stops that we're at. Close your gratitude and respect. We want them to know that their service was not forgotten and never will be.
The estimated cost to send a veteran on a trip is about $850 per veteran. To help send area veterans on a trip of a lifetime, you are invited to attend the Beat the Cabin Fever Dance this Saturday. It will include an auction with a variety of items you won't want to miss. The 11th annual Beat the Cabin Fever Dance will be held Saturday from 11 to 7 at the Lone Rock Community Hall. Proceeds from the event will go towards sending more World War II and Vietnam-era veterans to Washington, D.C. in May. The Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection is looking for high school juniors to serve on the Ag Youth Council. DATCAP Secretary Randy Romanski says they're looking for applicants from all over the states and from different backgrounds. Members of the council will meet virtually once a month to listen to presentations, engage in discussions, and connect with professionals in the ag industry. Interested high school juniors can find more information by visiting DATCAP's website.